This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
Cause I need you to need me, I'm empty if you need me. Refreshing my little cup up. You're all I can think of, every drop I drink of. You're my soda pop, my little soda pop. Fill me down, I don't know. Fill me up, I won't stop. You're my soda pop, my little soda pop. My little soda pop.
Great. 안녕하세요.
One question. When do we eat this?
After the show. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just spicy. Thanks to.
안녕하세요. 저는 이 쇼의 호스트인 이기호입니다. This is Giho Lee, the host of K-Talk. Today we are making very live show about music. Yes. Music of
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Right. Yeah. We have new faces in this studio. So from 시계 방향으로 can we have introduction?
Okay. 안녕하세요. 저는 희니마나
히네마나 입니다.
입니다. My name is Hinemana and I'm 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm a K-pop Demon Hunters fan.
And then
I'm Olive and I'm also a K-pop Demon Hunter fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 11.
Yeah. Yes.
안녕하세요. I'm Kimberly. I'm 44. I'm Hinemana's mum. And yeah, I'm guilty of being a K-pop Demon Hunters fan as well.
Yeah. 안녕하세요. 저는 Dan이에요. I am Olive's dad and I am 42. And I like K-pop, especially when my daughter loves K-pop. But also, like,
he hasn't even watched the movie.
Yay! So thank you for coming along and having time for making this interesting show. So this semester we had so far 4 workshops, language culture hybrid workshop. This is a new format of language study we are trialing this semester. So let's talk a little bit about how you have been finding so far. So Hinemana, which workshops did you enjoy?
I loved all of them, like making the kimchi, doing the what's it called, choreography.
Uh-huh.
And then the other things like my homework. Uh-huh. If not, like the homework of watching the movie twice.
Uh-huh.
That was great. Yeah.
And then, Olive?
I enjoyed doing the calligraphy mm-hmm. and making kimchi because those were the only ones I was there for.
Yeah. How was the taste of kimchi?
It was so good. Uh-huh. It was quite mild, but it was still delicious.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, Kim, how did you find kimchi making? What did we make?
In the class, I've enjoyed making kimchi the most, but I've gone from zero to learning so much in the classes. I've really enjoyed all of them.
Uh-huh. And also from your daughter?
Yeah. She's taught me Hangul.
Yeah, Hangul?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Hinemana is your teacher? Yeah, private teacher? Are you being paid? Hinemana?
No.
No? It's a free?
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, the parents should pay us for all of our hard work. Even
though it was just... How have you been finding then?
Yeah, it's been really, really good. It's been fun. I have a real interest in Korea, and it's just been really nice being able to come along and, I don't know, learn some new things, meet some cool people. It's made me want to make a lot more different types of kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to autumn when the different types of cabbage comes out and I can cut the cabbage in different ways.
Yeah, yeah. So we made kakdugi and radish. Yeah.
Which is very yummy.
Yeah.
Nice and fresh.
Yeah. Especially when we eat with ramen, it's really okay. We actually had a workshop about the drama, the animation movie, K-pop Demon Hunters. Mm-hmm. So, Hinemoana, can you introduce for our audience what is the movie about?
Well, it's about K-pop people trying to save the world from demons.
Uh-huh. So, do you think artists can save the world through sound, music?
Uh-huh. Sure.
In how?
Bringing people together.
Oh, together, yes. Connected, yeah. And did you watch Olive?
Yeah, I've watched it a couple times.
Oh, with your dad?
No. He has not seen it. He say he has, but he hasn't.
I have watched it. I was next to you.
Yeah, but you were scrolling on your phone. That doesn't count as watching. I love you, but no.
You need to focus. And... how was Kim? How did you find the K-pop Demon Hunters?
I loved it.
Uh-huh.
I think, being Māori Language Week mm-hmm. and having experienced watching the movie Moana
mm-hmm.
and Moana being translated into Te Reo Māori,
uh-huh.
I could kind of see how it was a combination of culture coming through in the movie in a way where children and the entire globe can engage with the story and the themes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as everyone's probably well aware, very catchy songs.
Yeah. So this K-pop Demon Hunters has very interesting topic. So saving the souls of people from demons through music, sound. So let's talk about the OSTs, the music of the drama. So at the moment, it is quite popular, the OSTs. And Inemana, which one is your best pick? Which one is your honmun?
For the sake of the world, golden.
Golden? So which one is your best one?
I don't know.
You like all?
Yeah.
And Olive, which one is your best pick?
Well, if I wasn't singing it, it would probably be Your Idol. But if I was, it would probably be Soda Pop.
Soda Pop. Oh, yeah. Who is your Soda Pop in your life?
Anyone apart from my dad. I'm just kidding. No, my dad. My dad. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
That's a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke, Dad. I didn't mean that.
So, now, do you have an idea? Which one is do you like most?
Yeah, no.
No? You like just overall? Or?
I just like them all. Yeah. Oh, great.
Do you like Huntrix or Saja Boys? Which one do you like more?
I like them both.
You like both?
Yeah.
And Oli?
Well, the main characters are kind of Huntrix, so I would say them, but to be honest, if they were both the like main characters, it would probably be both.
Yeah, very interesting. Actually, it's an animation movie, so the real people who are making voice are actually, they are not showing their face. But actually, you know, one member of the Huntrix and the Saja Boys has two people behind. One is voice, and the other person is for singing. So two people actually is making a character of a member of the band. Yes. So the total, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, so 16 people are making the band.
Isn't it 24 because like movement?
I'm not sure. I think the singers are making the choreography.
Okay.
I believe. Okay, then let's have a break with singing by Hinemana and Olive as duet.
I broke into a million pieces and I can't go back. And now I'm seeing all the beauty in the broken glass. The sky's a part of me, darkness and harmony. My voice without the lies, this is what it sounds like. Why did I cover up the colors stuck inside our head? I should have let the jacket that just make the light instead. Show me what's underneath, I'll find your harmony. This song we couldn't write, this is what it sounds like. We're turning in the silence, we're rising, defiant, shouting in the quiet, you're not alone. We listen to the demons, do nothing get between us. But none of us are out here on our own. So we were cowards, so we were liars, so we're not heroes. We're still survivors, the dreamers, the fighters. No lying, I'm tired, but dive in the fire and I'll be right here by your side. We broke into a million pieces and we can't go back. But now I'm seeing all the beauty in the broken glass. The sky's a part of me, darkness and harmony. My voice without the lies, this is what it sounds like. Why did we cover up the colors stuck inside our head? Get up and let the jagged edges meet the light instead. Show me what's underneath, I'll find your harmony. Fearless and undefined, this is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like.
This is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like. We broke into a million pieces and we can't go back. But now I'm seeing all the beauty in the broken glass. This guy's a part of me. Darkness and harmony. My voice is not the lies. This is what it sounds like. Why did we cover up the color stuck inside our heads? I did it, the jagged edges meet the light and set. Show me what's underneath. I'll find your harmony. Fearless and undefined, this is what it sounds like. My voice without the lies, this is what it sounds like. Fearless and undefined, this is what it sounds like. We did it all this time, our voices all combined. When darkness meets the light, this is what it sounds like.
잘했어요. Wow, beautiful, beautiful. You too. So made the perfect. So beautiful duet.
See? We tried.
Yeah. So you like singing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Olive, do you like also singing?
I had to cough halfway through that. Hang on, you can talk to me after. I'm good now.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question?
Do you like singing?
When people aren't around. Or if we're in the car and there's something playing.
Mm-hmm. You sing, singing alone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what music is for you?
I actually don't really, I've never really thought about that. I just listen to pretty much everything.
You like listening to music and then singing?
Yeah, I pretty much just sing while the music's playing and mm-hmm. that's kind of... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Hinemana? What brings music to you?
I don't know. Just like it.
Just so you like it? Uh-huh. Yeah. Listening and singing?
I usually listen to K-pop though.
Uh-huh, I sing uh-huh.
to it, yeah.
Uh-huh. Who is your best idol?
Aespa.
Aespa. Ah, yeah.
Yeah. They've got, they recently got a new album called Dirty Work.
Uh-huh. I haven't...
Like single, I think?
Oh, I haven't tried, but I will try. Yeah, Aespa. Uh-huh.
I mean, mm-hmm. I got a website
mm-hmm.
which is based on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, do you like the music, the songs of the K-pop Demon Hunters in the movie? So... It is around 90 minutes movie. So did you find the music is quite attractive?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It makes you feel enjoy
yeah, the movie more. Yeah, makes you just wanna get up and dance. It's quite bubbly. They're quite bubbly songs.
Uh-huh. Like soda pop.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dad, don't you dare. Sorry.
you say, yeah.
Do it.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
We have now around 5 minutes left. So let's wrap up the show by having... Yeah, actually, I brought some question. In the movie, there is a word, honmun. Honmun, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think honmun means? What does the honmun mean?
Like shield.
Shield? Shield of?
Shield of the moon.
Shield for human?
Yeah, maybe. Or the moon, because it's on the moon.
Oh, yeah, moon, the door. Gate, yeah. But how it protects human?
It stops them from getting their souls eaten.
Mm. Yeah. Well, sort of just, like, lays on top of, like, everything, and then, well, if it, like, splits, then demons can come through.
Uh-huh.
But if it isn't, then, yeah. And when it turns golden, it just, like, stays there, technically.
it's kind of like a cushion for the ground. It keeps the demons. Yeah, it keeps the demons out from and.
Yeah, but like, yeah. But like sometimes when people are like losing their touch with like Huntrix's music, then sort of just like splits.
Yeah. So how it sounds like this?
This is
Yeah, yeah. So at the movie, what is happening to Gima? Gima and Huntrix?
He's getting defeated.
Yeah, by the
music. Butt's getting kicked, wherever it is.
Oh, yeah. Have you really thought about that?
I mean, where even is it?
I don't know. We should probably move on and stop talking about that.
Yeah. There's another thing I found out, which is pretty weird, but yeah.
So, the mission achieved, Huntrix, mission of the Huntrix?
Well, they managed to, keep the world safe.
Yeah.
They actually made a new Hon Moon that I'm pretty sure invites demons, yeah. They built a new one.
So, it has deep meaning, actually. So how did you find the meaning of Hon Moon and Golden Hon Moon?
It was just really nice to see a movie like that really inspired not just Olive and Haniwana, but a lot of children in New Zealand, which just shows how K-pop has just travelled globally all around the world.
And Kim?
Yeah. In the movie kind of encourages you to be yourself. Don't hide those bad parts of you, as it says in the songs, then you can't work on them. So you can accept that you have some demons and then, yeah, go forward positively, which I thought was a really cool message to put out there. Yeah. Yeah, loved it.
And when everybody turns their heart, embracing their imperfection, and then being brave in standing up, and then heart all connected and become very powerful and becomes Golden Hon Moon. We can save the world. It's very... very fun movie, but really fun. Has the meaning, message, resonating. Okay, thank you very much. I think it's time is now up. We can finish. It's time. It's sad. It's sad. It was so nice to talk with you all. So we are from Dunedin Korean Language Club. We are making a change of our name from Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society to Dunedin Korean Language Club. This was made in deliberation of focusing on more language. We emphasize the importance of language. Without language, there is no culture. And language is the essence of the culture. So, and you can find us on Facebook by searching either Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society or Dunedin Korean Language Club. So, if you send a message to us, then you can be connected with us. So, 감사합니다. We'll be back. In another 4 weeks of time with new episode. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.